This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven minutes after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of how the people on the DJV program, the weekday national program that features Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kushner, plus me, Doug Steffen, our view of the issues of the week. Probably be pretty hard to get away from number one in our conversation, but let me go through the story list, the people list, then we'll go back to glom on to all the things that are connected to number one. Number 10 on the countdown list this week, International Women's Day. We sort of celebrated that on the DJV program, don't you think, ladies? We had a lot of conversation about people, women. I think I brought up a couple. The woman who was the captain of the aircraft carrier, I forget what her name was, Baumgartner. I think that was a good example of how things have changed. Whether there's equality or not, I guess that still is the question. In my mind, there isn't, and it sort of upsets me, as you know, to talk about why it is that we focus on women getting these jobs or women of color. Yeah, it's just we're immature. I think that's what it points out.
You fly a lot. Do you? A friend of mine brought this up a while ago. When you're flying, do you ever hear the female captain at the beginning of the flight?
Yes. Not often,
yeah.
But occasionally.
Yeah,
there are more and more women.
The reason
women
I
here.
Ask is because a friend of mine who's a flight attendant said that there, and I forget what airline she was working for. I don't even want to say because it could be slanderous. But anyway, she said that a lot of female captains have complained that they are not really allowed or they're not encouraged to do sort of announcements until the end of the flight. Because of the bias.
Gang women drivers.
Right. Yeah. It's literally because of the bias that it does not, like,
I
when everyone thinks of who they want in the cockpit, that, you know, like, you want to think of the old gray-haired guy, you know, from, like, Airplane. You don't want to think of, you know, a younger female. And I'm happy that that's changing because she had said that a couple years ago that it was passengers would get freaked out or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous, but.
It is stupid. Yep.
But
number
that's an
nine.
Old boy network for sure.
Yep.
The airlines.
Oh, yeah. In the airlines? Oh,
yeah.
Big time. Number nine is immigration reform. There's so much to bottle up anxiety and anxiousness and anger in me about how stupid the policy is and how crazy what we've done. It just is nuts. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Maybe we'll find time in a few because it sticks around that topic. Number eight, the impact of social media. And I think that it probably more relates to Russia, but there are a lot of things going on. Victoria and Jay are both on top of that. Number seven, race relations. Number six, COVID. That's a big change. The elections, number five this year, midterm elections. January 6th committee is number four. Enough of that nonsense. Number three, the economy. I think number three, two, and one are kind of all tied in together. Number two, relationships that we have with Russia and China, and number one, the war in Ukraine. On the people list, Brittany Griner.
Griner.
The one who's the best. She's over and she's in, isn't she in the, she, isn't she?
She's in a Russian prison.
Right. She's she was a WNBA player.
Yes.
And at the moment, she is it, I saw something about her being sentenced to 9 years. Is that?
There's a possibility. The charges that they have levied against her, which is, they say, like, mass distribution of drugs, which is ridiculous because she had one vape pen, and they claim that it had cannabis oil in it. You know, we obviously don't know what her side of the story is. Was it planted? Was it really hers? We don't know. But they're levying these charges that are just absurd. I mean, look at the Russian propaganda right now anyway. They're telling their people that they didn't invade Ukraine and that they're saving Ukraine from Nazis. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's like a bad movie. But unfortunately, real lives are at
stake. I mean, if she did it, that's really, really stupid.
Really dumb. Really dumb.
And she put herself in a really bad position. But it's possible that they were just looking for anybody. And this is a tall woman who would stand out from the crowd and that
she's
they think 6'10". They can use. Yeah, as
is she really?
As a
wow.
pawn. Yeah, she's a basketball player.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. she's black and LeBron James says that nobody's paying attention to her because she's black.
I don't think that's true. I think people are paying attention.
I think they are, too. I don't think
that.
LeBron may be off on the wrong tooth there.
Is that, I mean, I think everybody now, I didn't know her name until she got caught, and now we know her name.
Right.
And so I think that that's true. But the problem is that they weren't even circulating until this week, just a photo of her.
Locked up a month. It had already been a month since her wife had heard from her. So
pretty scary.
Yeah.
I would think. Anyway, okay. So Nancy Pelosi, number 9, usually a waste of time talking about her. Ron DeSantis is 8. Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton are tied at number 7. Somebody want to explain that to me, because I'm not on top of whatever that relationship. Why would those two guys be put into the same category?
I don't know who Ken Paxton is, but Greg Abbott's the governor of Texas, so
yeah,
I don't know what they're doing.
Ken Paxton's the attorney general of Texas.
Mm-hmm. And what are they trying to do?
It's a good question.
Ruin lives.
I know that there was a election last week. They were the first in the nation to have a primary.
Yeah.
And that was last year. I don't know.
Sometimes they find
their way on the list, and it's very strange.
Why are they here?
It's hard to write a list when the top story is clearly Russia. There's a lot of other, and believe me, there's still a lot of stuff happening, ancillary stuff that is just getting ignored.
We don't pay any attention to because of what's going on in the war. Yeah, exactly. And that's true. The rest of the list, Harris is number 6, Trump is 5, Jinping is 4, Zelensky is 3, Putin is 2, and Biden is 1. Okay, so let's get to gist of one of the things that I saw this week. I don't know, this guy is just a punk. He looks like he's still wet behind the ears. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. I've seen
he's
him in a couple.
He's catching a lot of heat.
He's a dummy.
Tons of heat, yeah.
Right, yeah. And
Marjorie Greene, though, who just says dumb stuff to just get a headline?
I don't think she's that dumb. He's dumb.
I'll give you some context, because as we talk about, not only do I host this program, but I host my morning show in Los Angeles called The Morning Answer. And on that program, and just like on the DJV show, I am pretty clearly in the camp of Ukraine. I think our country is not doing enough. I think we made a promise. We should keep it. I think we should be delivering those planes. I think a whole lot of stuff. But I've been getting here.
And by the way, Biden killed that deal himself.
You know, the question is,
well, the
who
Pentagon said
him?
it wouldn't help. I mean, just come from Biden. He doesn't
know.
No,
but the story that came out, the story from Politico that came out, is that he took advice from people, and it said specifically in Politico that we're not generals. And so I want to know who the people are that are advising him, because maybe those are the same people who advised him in Afghanistan, because Biden didn't take the advice of the generals in Afghanistan as well, and we saw what happened there. So who has his ear? I think it's a fair question, and it's one we should know as to who he's listening to, because it's not working.
Well, the Pentagon made a definitive statement saying that they were not in support of the swapping of the planes that Poland suggested, because they said strategically it would not help Ukraine. So they said it still wouldn't make a difference against Russia.
That's nonsense, and we all know
it. Well, that's what the Pentagon said. I'm just saying, it's not Biden just saying this alone. The Pentagon is in
agreement. But the story from Politico was that he unilaterally kind of came out and said, we're not doing it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that taking that position, I was stunned, I started to get all kinds of hateful messages from people saying, you don't know about what's going on in Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin's just trying to drain the swamp. There is a conspiry theory, and I'm telling you, multiple people. I don't think they're pro-Russians. What they are is conspiracy theorists who are on the far right, who are getting stories that they're passing around to their friends that Vladimir Putin is doing this for Trump and clearing the swamp in America, and Zelensky is corrupt. And here's what's true. Zelensky is corrupt. Ukraine is a country that's riddled with corruption. In fact, most European nations are pretty corrupt. There's a lot of money that's funneled through there in really like weird, nefarious ways. Like a lot of different oligarchs make their way in. And so here's the deal. Two things can be true at the same time. You can still root for Zelensky against the bad guy, Russia, and acknowledge that he's probably not a perfect leader. In fact, his approval rating was in the hole with his people because they were onto it. So you can say that he wasn't very popular. Yes, corruption riddles Ukraine, but you can also say this guy is very brave. He's coming out and standing with his own people, and he's inspired the entire world. And so, I think there's a lot of things that can be going on. And if you think for a second that Vladimir Putin wants to do anything to help America, man, I've got oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you because it's just not true. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge conspiracy that's blowing out of the water. And Madison Cawthorn, to go back to that, is obviously buying into it because that's why he's come out and said that Zelensky is a bully. And
he called him a thug, didn't he?
Yeah.
He called him a thug?
He's a dope. Okay. The invasion.
Conspiracy theories just are not helpful, and there are so many of them on all sides that people buy into. It's just not helpful.
The Georgian government has submitted its application for the EU. This is ahead of schedule. Are they going to get in?
I guess nothing speeds up an application
like
an impending war.
Now, there are other countries that want to get in that aren't in yet that could tag on to
the Ukraine
coattails.
Ukraine, right? Don't they want to be in the EU as well?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking Georgia, Ukraine, but are there others in that group of Eastern European countries that want to be in the alliance?
I think Moldova is the only other country that has expressed interest in this. Now, Georgia has pushed their application through 2 years in advance, so we'll see where that goes.
What are the criteria? What are the issues? What is it?
Well, it's exactly kind of what Jen was just saying. I mean, clean elections, anti-corruption, those are that's the criteria. And so Ukraine has, Ukraine and Georgia have been sort of blocked by France and England. Now, England is
Georgia's
no longer
another
in the
one
EU.
Who's pretty notorious for having corruption, just like Ukraine.
Right.
That's why they've been blocked for so long.
Right. And so the answer is either they let them in and then they work on the corruption and the clean elections and all that under the guise of, well, now you're in the EU and you have to pay it, now you're going to have to straighten up. Or they just continually deny them until the countries clean up their own corruption. I don't know. We'll see which way it goes, but.
But there is, in these Eastern European countries, have always been crime-riddled corruption, whether it's governmental corruption, business corruption. There are a lot of, the international community doesn't like to invest much in these countries because they put money in and they never see it again. There's really a lot of crime. The old Russian states, they're just riddled with crime. That's the way they do things. And that hasn't changed much, unfortunately. 18 after on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat. Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save.
select style. 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 past the hour of Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Jay is going to bring us through some of the comments on social media about the issues, some of the posts that we've made this week. I guess we start off with the big one, the number one situation with the Ukrainians and Russia. So what are people saying about that, our listeners?
Char Green says the bombing of the hospital for children and pregnant women made her cry. She can't look at any news channels now. It just moves her to tears. And she also adds, God help them and all of us. Someone needs to put an end to this and stop being afraid of that monster. I think all of us felt that hit when the children's hospital was struck.
Oh, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who else is weighing in on this?
Martin James says there's something wrong with the story of Chernobyl being occupied and damaged. Russia and Ukraine had made a deal to avoid any operation in the area. Also, wasn't it under surveillance by the UN?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's why
Russia reneged on that deal.
Yeah, and that's also why we know that there's a problem there, because I think there is surveillance from international force. I don't know if it's the UN or not.
And then Kaja Brudozer also brought up the Minsk agreement, saying, wasn't that supposed to have helped avoid all this mess?
The Minsk agreement was the international community sort of got together to end the war, the first war in Ukraine. Remember when he invaded and went down into Crimea and those places down there?
Yeah, it was originally signed in 2014.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But doesn't that also go farther back to like 94 with Clinton? Didn't that start and then the agreement was finally signed?
Yeah, I think that was the first one. There's the Minsk 1 and Minsk 2.
Right.
And then the recent one, Minsk 2, obviously ended February 21st.
That was after they invaded Crimea and that area. And so they had created that
that deal. But the problem is that Russia, and everybody is saying this, is that they're just not honoring anything. There have been ceasefires to get people out, and they're attacking civilians. They're attacking hospitals, like we just said, with people in labor, women and children who you're supposed to avoid during war, and they hit a women and children's hospital. I mean, there's no
I think the mayor
of Mariupol, is that how you say it, Mariupol? That city that's been just, you know, really under siege for days now, maybe even a week. I think he's correct. He said Putin wants a Ukraine with no Ukrainians in it. And so, because this is a genocide now. And when you're going after women and children and women giving birth in a maternity hospital, then what other explanation is there? I think he's right.
And remember, we all said that he didn't want to destroy Ukraine because he wanted to take it over and have the economy cranking, but he has destroyed Ukraine. They have billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars.
How come the international community doesn't send a bunch of soldiers into Moscow, no matter what, and find Putin, arrest him?
Backbone
and bring
on aisle three. Who's going to do that?
Thank you.
Who's doing it?
Somebody should be doing it.
Well, the thing is, right now, if the U.S., let's say the entire U.S., including Biden and everybody else, can agree on one thing, right? We all want to end this. We all want to make, you know, our own invasion. We want to take action. Well, NATO and the EU don't want to do that because they haven't figured out where they're going to get their gas and oil from because they're so reliant. We only had 3% from Russia. It's easy for us to cut that cord, but the EU can't. So that's where there's no backbone. It's all about
oil. The
United
States, Canada, and Mexico. We have plenty to supply.
Plenty. I'm going to pass on some information that I have.
They're still not agreeing to it, though.
About oil in the next half hour. We also have some comments from people on the price of gasoline. We'll focus I think that's where we get started in a few moments here. Stand by as more from our Talk Radio Review panel, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug continues here. It's 28 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will announce Friday that the United States, European Union, and G7 countries will move to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status over its invasion of Ukraine. This will allow the United States and allies to impose costly tariffs on Russian imports. This comes as President Putin announced he will be nationalizing or taking over all businesses that suspended operations in Russia. Russia's economy has been decimated by sanctions imposed by the United States. $1 is now equal to 0.0088 rubles, Russia's currency. The United Nations Security Council will convene Friday morning at Russia's request. They plan to discuss Moscow's claims presented without evidence of U.S. biological activities in Ukraine, a move Washington described as hogwash. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Vice President Kamala Harris is taking heat for laughing her way to an answer while being questioned Thursday at a joint press conference with Poland's President Duda.
Is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees?
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Fellow Democrat and former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard went on Fox News to convey her displeasure with the vice president at this time of crisis.
We have this person who is just a heartbeat away from the presidency. We look back, we know she was anointed by the mainstream media. She was appointed by the Clinton machine for two very simple reasons. Number one is identity politics. She was the right, she had the right skin color and the right gender. And number two, she had proven herself to be loyal to the power elite in Washington, the warmongers, the Clinton machine. And as a result, we are seeing now they send her to Poland, revealing the fact that they're not actually serious about solving this tragedy, this problem.
Google announced Thursday Android users in Ukraine will get air raid alerts on their phones before expected attacks happen near them. In an updated blog post, the company said it's working with the Ukrainian government to roll out an alert system for Android phones in the country. Google has already been highlighting the Ukrainian alarm app on the Google Play Store, which sends air raid notifications to Ukrainians in the region with active alerts. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now. Cool. This is the cool way of understanding what's going on in the world of news talk radio, if I do say so myself. It's the DJV show. The attendees include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen, looking into our thoughts, things we've discussed ourselves during the week. From the story list of Talkers Magazine, you can get the list, the top 10 stories, and the people list. We always post them on our social media at DJV Show and on DJVShow.com, and it's also at Talkers.com. I think we'll spend most of our time here talking about number one. Well, one, two, and three are kind of all related, as I said. So with regard to Ukrainian thing, apparently Putin has fired a bunch of generals because the war's not doing well. Does firing them mean that they get fired upon by a firing squad? What happens?
Yeah, what happens
when
you're a general who's been fired by Putin? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
Two of them have been killed by Ukrainians. I don't know what happened to the other six, but and then of course you know the defense secretary from Russia comes out and or minister or whatever he calls himself and he says everything's going according to plan. He tells Putin that he's trying to save his job. Clearly,
one of the things that I learned this week from somebody who was on the ground actually and is reporting in Kyiv right now and helping people evacuate. This guy, his name is Chuck Holton. He's a reporter and he's been helping like elderly women get out of their homes and helping people cross rivers. I mean, the guy is doing above and beyond just journalism, his journalist duties. But he was saying that many of the reports, because we don't know what's true, what's propaganda, but he said that many of the Russian tankers that have been taken over by Ukrainians, they had war plans in them, and that the date of March 10th was actually listed as the date that this would have been completed. So that just gives you a glimpse into what Putin's frustration is right now. He thought this was going to be easy. He thought by March 10th that it should have been mission complete, which is that the entire country of Ukraine was in control of Russia, and obviously that's not the case.
He got a rude awakening,
Well, and that makes you wonder, is that why he's destroying the country now? Is that why he's attacking civilian targets? Like, is he frustrated and feeling like he's painted into a corner? That's one of the things to consider. And then the Ukrainian military has actually had an upgrade in picking up tanks. So they lost a couple of hundred tanks to the Russians blowing them up, but they picked up a net of 180 tanks. So they've destroyed 300 or 400 tanks, I think, in total. 180 of them are usable, and they're actually in better condition than what Ukraine has in the military. So in some ways, you can look at Ukraine as picking up more useful pieces of equipment from Russia to the tune, when I talked to him, and this was earlier in the week, of 180 tanks. So that's a pretty big win for them if they're looking to increase and upgrade their equipment.
All right, so sanctions. Let's talk about what's going on. The Russian people, apparently there are some signs of discontent. Sanctions are supposed to put pressure on the leadership, but it hurts the average person, no matter what country you put the sanctions on. In this case, obviously, what's going on in Russia aimed at hurting Putin and his administration, but it's doing it through the average person who can't find enough to eat or to drink. There are a lot of the sanctions are affecting the flow of food and supplies. Generally speaking, the country's shut off. So wouldn't you think that even though the Russian media is telling everybody that this is a wonderful thing for Russia, that people would start asking themselves, well, if it's so wonderful, why do we have shortages of everything? We have nothing.
I'm sure that's what everyone's saying, right? But they're either the ones who are delusional, I would assume, are the much older ones who maybe still feel for Mother Russia, and maybe they're blaming Ukraine for all this. And then the younger ones are just like, I mean, what can they do? They're trying to get around the digital stuff. They're all buying VPNs as fast as they can. And they're, you know, digitally savvy, so they can use the virtual private networks to have access to international information. But at that point, well, what do you do then? Is there going to be an uprising?
I think it's the only thing we can hope for, right? I mean, I'm sorry that the people are suffering, but it's going to take them to oust Vladimir Putin, because it doesn't seem like anybody's going to walk in there and do it for the world. So, I mean, you do want to put the pain on the people, I guess, as bad as that sounds. But even more, I think age is definitely a component of this, but also location, because it seems that the people who are in the big cities are those who have more access to the outside world. The people who are on the suburbs or who are out by themselves seem to be more sympathetic to Putin and his causes, because they're just limited information. The same thing's true in Ukraine. I talked to a woman or a man whose wife is over there in Ukraine taking care of the mother, and she's not a huge fan of Zelensky. She thinks that Zelensky is provoking Putin in some ways. And so I said, why does she feel that way? And he said, well, you know, it's more common that he's getting more support from city centers, and the people who are on the outskirts are like, whoa, don't rock the boat, guy. Just, you know, comply a little bit more. So it's interesting how that city versus suburbs or country
really
has an impact on people's feelings.
So there are two things here that are affecting the progress of the war. One of them is the Europeans. See, here's another lesson in history. The Europeans have become so energy dependent on Russia, they have screwed themselves.
There are plenty of other people. The Ukrainian people, they're screwing us.
Yeah,
because if we want to go in and act, we need to do it with them, and they just aren't in a position to do it.
And then there are the American companies. This is, I'm boycotting the following companies, and you can do as you will. Hyatt Hotels, Marriott Hotels, Citibank, Bridgestone Tire and Rubber Company, Philip Morris, Halliburton is working for Mobil Exxon to continue. They operate the oil fields in Russia. How's that? An American company operates most of the Russian oil fields. So they haven't.
There's a whole list of companies that are still doing business there, as you found.
How do you?
Well, those American companies are going to be screwed then, because now we've banned all the imports. So I don't know. That's crazy.
But how would you, if you work for Hyatt, Marriott, Halliburton, any of them, how do you explain your decision to continue operating in Russia? How do you do that? How do you face the press? How do you
I can't believe it took Coca-Cola. Remember, Coca-Cola pulled out of the All-Star game because of the ridiculousness with Georgia and what they consider to be voting rights atrocities. Yet they still operate in China. It took them a long time to shut down in Russia. The way these corporations
make their
decisions. Well,
they have 10 bottling plants in Russia. That's the problem. It's not even just a branding thing. It's they actually have 10 bottling plants. And look, I guess you could make the argument Elon Musk is going to pay everybody for 2 months of work, even though Tesla has shut down. There are other companies, Starbucks and McDonald's, are still paying their employees, even though they've shut the stores down. I guess maybe Marriott, I don't know. I'm not defending them because I don't care about Marriott at all. But maybe they're saying that they want to keep their people employed. I don't know. What else would be the reason?
Well, I don't see there's any reason. If you're a good American company, you're getting out of there. You're not there. And then there's the president this week called for suspending normal trade relations with Russia. What? Huh?
Well, no, taking Russia off the preferred, the most favored nation list.
Okay, why wasn't that done?
Apparently, everyone agrees with that. The G7, the EU, everybody's doing the same thing now.
Yeah. What's frustrating
requires
that
1 year
Congress,
ago. So.
Yeah, I think what's frustrating is that we're leading from behind. We wait for Putin to react or do something, and then we react instead of being proactive. And what's frustrating is that 1 year ago this month, in March of last year, that's when Putin started putting troops on the border of Ukraine. Why at that point did we not give Ukraine weapons to defend themselves? Why at that point did we not threaten Russia with sanctions? Why did we wait until 3 weeks ago? It's so short-sighted.
Let's add to that right now, the price of buying anything is 8% higher than it was last year at this time. Much of that has to do with government spending and COVID. Most of it, though, at the moment, has to do with what's going on in Russia. To feed my cows, for example, to buy feed, if I buy grain or things like that, it's 20% higher right now than it was last year at this time. So you don't think that's going to have an impact on the cost of milk,
the cost of bread, the cost of meat? Yeah, you haven't even felt Russia yet. You haven't felt it. That's coming. It's going to get worse. And if you look at the gas prices, because there's a lot of people out there saying, well, this is Putin's gas hike. This is Russia. No. $1.10 is attributed to the
taxes.
Biden administration. No, $1.10 is the inflation and the overspending and the mismanagement of the energy sector. So $1.10 from Biden. And now another 70 cents has been tacked on to that because of Russia. So now people are feeling $1.80 basically on average more this week than we were used to a year ago, essentially, or 2 years ago. And so that's where it's coming from. The breakdown is really clear. $1.10 from poor mismanagement, 75 cents from Russia, and here we are. And then the Russian number is going to continue to grow. So strap in.
It looks like there are some governors of some states that are trying to give people the break that we're talking about here, suspending gas taxes. So that may work. 30-day suspension in Maryland. Florida.
They could do it at the federal level, too. They could do a federal relief.
Republicans won't do it for whatever reason. That's
why.
I don't know. They are against removing or suspending the federal gas tax.
For whatever reason, all of these people who are in office are not acting in the favor of the
They don't drive anywhere. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Federally, there's a problem. California, Gavin Newsom this week gave the State of the State. He could have been a hero if he would have put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is like a dollar and rising.
Well, you know what the problem
year.
Is? Most of the people now who are governors and big leaders are all elitists. They all come from wealthy families.
Well, they don't drive anywhere.
They don't
but they're driven everywhere. They don't know. Remember the guy famously who didn't know how much a loaf of bread was? He was running for president.
It was George Bush. It was the other guy.
George Bush, the father,
did not know how much it cost.
Doug, listen, more recent than that, it was that Steve guy, the billionaire guy, the guy who ran for president. He was, anyway, I forget his
name. Forbes? Not Steve Forbes.
Malcolm Forbes. Yeah, it was Forbes.
Yeah, it was
he didn't know
Forbes.
The price of bread. Yeah, so, I mean, this is the same thing. They don't drive anywhere. They're driven everywhere. They do not pump their own gas. They don't know what a gas station, they don't know what gas prices are.
Everybody's been saying just go out and buy an electric car, and so Jen Psaki at the press briefing if Biden had an electric car, and she couldn't answer, and he said, well, presidents don't drive. He's got a Porsche. He's got a Porsche is the answer. So does he have an electric car? And the answer, of course, is no, because only 2 to 3% of the population has
He can't drive anywhere on his own, so.
Okay. The White House denies this week it's discussing buying oil from Venezuela, even though that seemed to make a headline or two or three or four this week.
It's appalling. These are people who are starving their own people. Why are we giving money back to them?
We had a couple of hostages.
We're not giving money back to them. We got two hostages. We got two prisoners released. That was the whole thing. And then, you know, the right-wing media made up this thing that we're buying oil from Venezuela, and it's not true. It's just not
true. They had an envoy there talking about it. That was
yes, because two prisoners got released.
Politico.
That's the whole thing. That was the whole point of that mission.
This is what's wrong with the news media. Right-wing news media, left-wing news media. Where's the news media, please? All right, ladies, thank you for the overview. The hot hits in News Talk Radio are the focus here at 48 after the hour.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now 53 after the hour, let's get to it. The weekly overview of what's going on with your automobile bubble, courtesy of our AutoExpert.com. You know what? I want you to change your website to My Auto Expert. I want you to be My Auto Expert. Not everybody, just My Auto Expert. Nick Miles is here. The city of Atlantic City is going to shut the airport down, and they're going to create a $2.5 billion recreational, residential, and retail project aimed at car lovers. It's going to become a car lover's dream, so they say. There's an L.A. development company that wants to build a project. It consists of an auto course on which you can drive your car as fast as you want. They're going to build 2,000 units of housing around the racetrack. They're going to build a retail promenade, and they're going to have car dealers of every single stripe there. So this is kind of interesting. I'm developing with some friends of mine a farm. It's called an agrohood. It hasn't been done before. We're going to build a development around a farm. So these guys are building a development around the old airport, but basically it's a car theme for everything. Can you imagine? This would be a good place for you to live, actually.
Yeah. Well, I can see it being great until you want to sit out having a barbecue with your family on a Sunday and invite a bunch of neighbors over until somebody wants to test his 1,000-horsepower vehicle around the racetrack that runs at the back of your house all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that starts to be annoying after a while. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
Interesting idea.
The car dealer thing, I wonder if if that's going to take off, because then you'd have so much traffic coming in and out of your neighborhood buying cars.
Yeah. Now listen. Yeah, that it's an interesting idea that somebody thinks it'll work. I picked up this week for the first time the automobile magazine with a lot of focus on Ford and some of their new models and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't Aston Martin at one time belong to Ford? There's an overview of Aston
Martin. Yes, it did. Yes, right. It did. You're correct, sir.
Yeah. You know what else? It's highlighting how good the new Hyundais are. My friend who owns the car dealers just bought two Hyundai dealerships. He says they're the fastest growing. He loves the brand. He loves Honda. He loves Ford. But he says this is an exciting way to pick up a lot of general business. So apparently people are turning to Hyundai, it would seem.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, speaking of Ford, did I hear they're splitting into two companies?
Yes. Interesting that Ford said they're going to split off their electric car company as a separate business. That's going to happen in the next few years.
Why?
Everybody's trying. Well, I have my own theory, although Ford won't confirm it, and I did suggest it. Why aren't they doing this a couple years ago? I think it's because they get to rewrite their franchise dealership agreements, so they can go sell vehicles in a different way, and I think they're going to push their electric vehicle sales to be online.
Can't go into a Ford dealership and buy an electric car or truck. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's because what they're going to try and do. I agree, I think that's why they're doing it, because they want more control over how they sell their vehicles in the future. Now, we all know, we have friends who are amazing Ford dealers, but it's like everything in life. It's like policemen, firemen, and everything. The core are really great guys, but some people don't play by the rules. And I think this is their way of trying to weed them out. I don't think it's a good way, and I don't think it's the right way, but this is what I think Ford are trying to do, but Ford will neither confirm nor deny.
I bet they'll have a revolt among their dealer ownership groups. I'll bet you. They're not going to like that at all. Nope. Okay. Yeah. The main car brand in Russia is Lada, L-A-D-A. Yeah. I remember being in a Lada cab. What a piece of junk when I was in Moscow. Yeah. They are horrible. So they stop buying them because the world shut them off, right? They stopped selling them? Yeah.
Yeah. They are sold in some European places and some former Eastern Bloc countries like the former Slavias and Poland and places like that. They do sell them still.
But they're horrible cars to begin with. They're not well made. They just are junk. Isn't that right? Pretty much?
Yeah, they were sort of rip-offs of Fiat and those type of things. They were sort of copies, cheap copies.
Yeah, and then there was the limo that they use that always looks like it's from a bad guy's movie.
Bad guy limo.
Yeah, bad guy limo, right. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com is his website. He's the man in the know. You can go to his website, get all kinds of...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.